And Carla O'Brien has the news.
Lebanon's health ministry has said that at least 22 people were killed in airstrikes on two residential buildings in Beirut last night. At least 117 people were injured. A senior Hezbollah official, who it's believed was the target of the strikes, is reported to have survived. Meanwhile, the UN peacekeeping chief Jean-Pierre Lacroix has told the Security Council that the safety and security of United Nations peacekeepers in Lebanon are increasingly in jeopardy. He told the 15-member council that UNIFIL peacekeepers have been confined to their bases with significant periods of time in shelter. Fiona Mitchell reports.
As Ireland, France and Italy all expressed their anger and concern at what UNIFIL termed the deliberate and repeated targeting of its peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon by Israeli troops in recent days, the UN peacekeeping chief said the safety and security of UNIFIL troops in Lebanon are increasingly in jeopardy and operational activities have virtually come to a halt since September 23rd. Jean-Pierre Lacroix was addressing the UN Security Council last night, just hours after the UN had expressed its concern at three incidents in recent days, one of which resulted in two UN personnel being injured. Mr. Lacroix told the Council that UNIFIL remains ready to support all efforts towards a diplomatic resolution to the ongoing hostilities in the region. As Lebanon gets drawn further into the conflict, Israeli airstrikes in the Lebanese capital Beirut last night left scores dead and wounded.
A 26-year-old man who was arrested by Gardaí in Dublin earlier this week in relation to the murder of Mary Ward in Belfast has been charged. He is due to appear in court in Dublin later this morning. The 22-year-old mother of one was found dead in her home in Melrose Street in Belfast earlier this month. The Environmental Protection Agency has said the slow pace of delivery of wastewater treatment upgrades by Uisce Éireann is unacceptable. It said the wastewater discharged from over half of Ireland's treatment plants does not always meet the required standards, and it would take over two decades to address all the issues at the current pace. It says this is not good enough and is calling on Uisce Éireann to act faster. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
This EPA Urban Wastewater Treatment Report hits Uisce Éireann hard. It highlights, for example, that 16 towns and villages discharge raw sewage daily because their public sewers are not connected to treatment plants. Yet in nearly half of those cases, Uisce Éireann has extended the project date by between 2 and 5 years and doesn't plan to start working on a quarter of them until at least 2030. Also, 400 stormwater overflows in sewers around the country do not meet the required standard to limit pollution. The EPA says fixing these problems is taking too long and Uisce Éireann must shorten the timeline and accelerate the improvements needed. It says the more it delays, the more damage will be done to rivers, estuaries, lakes and coastal waters.
In the United States, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has said the state has avoided the worst-case scenario from Hurricane Milton. However, he warned the damage was still significant and flooding remained a concern. Officials said there have been 16 deaths, with more than 4,000 people rescued. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has appealed for more emergency aid from the government to help those in need.
We have the resources to respond to the immediate needs of individuals impacted by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton and the tornadoes associated with the hurricane. That being said, we will need additional funds and we implore Congress, when it returns, to in fact fund FEMA as is needed.
Dublin's four local authorities are rolling out 200 electric vehicle chargers that will increase the number of public power points in the capital by 50%. The fast chargers will be located at local authority facilities such as parks, community centres and sports centres from early next year. It's projected that Dublin requires 8,000 electric vehicle charge points over the next 6 years to cater for electric vehicle owners, particularly those without access to home charging. 12 tourists who were trapped over 300 metres underground in a disused gold mine in Colorado for several hours have been rescued. However, officials have confirmed that one person died and four other people were injured after a lift descending into a privately owned tourist attraction suffered a mechanical issue. The Northern Lights were visible across Ireland last night. Pink and green illuminations were seen lighting up the night sky as ideal weather conditions brought the lights into view above many parts of the country. The Aurora Borealis displays occur when charged particles collide with gases in the Earth's atmosphere around the magnetic poles. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Cold to begin today with any frost and mist clearing in the morning. The rest of the day will be mainly dry with sunny spells, although isolated showers will affect parts of the west and northwest. Highest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees in light to moderate southwest or variable winds.